welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurt Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn back to the letter of Isaiah. We're turning to chapter 30 this morning with verses 19 through 26. Yes, people of Zion, dwelling in Jerusalem, you shall no longer weep. He will be most gracious to you when you cry out. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. The Lord will give you bread in adversity and water in affliction. No longer will your teacher hide himself, but with your own eyes you shall see your teacher, and your ear shall hear a word behind you. This is the way. Walk in it. When you would turn to the right or left, you shall defile your silver-plated idols and your gold-covered images. You shall throw them away like filthy rags. You shall say, "Get out!" He will give rain for the seed you sow in the ground, and the bread that the soil produces will be rich and abundant. On that day, your cattle will graze in broad meadows. The oxen and the donkeys that till the ground will eat silage tossed to them with shovel and pitchfork. Upon every high mountain and lofty hill there will be streams of running water. On the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall, the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. And the light of the sun will be seven times greater, like the light of 7 days. On the day the Lord binds up the wounds of his people and heals the bruises left by his blows. So today in Isaiah 30, verses 19 through 26, offers a profound message of hope and redemption for those who seek refuge in the Lord. The passage begins by affirming that God will not abandon his people. He is their compassionate protector who hears their cries. For a people shall dwell in Zion, in Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. Isaiah 30, verse 19, emphasizes God's promise to alleviate the suffering of his children. This assurance is especially poignant when we consider the wounds left by the natural consequences of sin and the corrective blows of righteousness. The text depicts a time when God will heal these wounds, which serves as a powerful reminder that despite our failures and the trials we endure, God's commitment to our restoration is unwavering. He promises to gather us, to comfort us, and to bring healing to our brokenness. This cleaning process, while sometimes painful, is necessary for our spiritual renewal and growth. God's righteousness acts not as a punitive force, but as a loving guide, encouraging us to turn away from the harmful ways and embrace the fullness of life that comes through obedience. Moreover, verses 23 through 26 portray the blessings that flow from this divine healing: abundant agricultural produce, protection from calamity, and the illuminating presence of the Lord. These verses capture a picture of holistic restoration, where both physical and spiritual needs are met. They remind us that God's ultimate desire is to bring us into a state of wholeness. In conclusion, Isaiah 30, verses 19 through 26, reassures us that God not only sees our wounds, but actively heals them. His mercy triumphs over judgment, demonstrating that even through the challenges of life, he remains our source of hope and restoration. Amen. Join me in my daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. We concluded our novena for the repose of the soul of John Jeffries yesterday as we continue to call out for John and his transition to forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Spirit led. God bless me. God and Sabak. Christ fed. Amen. Today my poem comes from Isaiah 30. It's verses 19 through 26. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stanza strong. Its title, The Light of the Sun Will Be 7 Times Greater. In a land where shadows cast their fears, the heart cries out, the eye with tears. Yet in the silence a promise grows. God's voice whispers, His mercy flows. O people in Zion, hear the call. For burdens heavy, He bears them all. In weeping nights, when hope seems far, His light breaks forth a guiding star. Though sorrow may cloak like a heavy shroud, the Lord is near, He speaks aloud. Turn to me, for comfort's near. In your distress, I'm forever here. He gathers the broken, the meek, the lost, and leads through valleys no matter the cost. With every tear, He knows your pain. In every struggle, His love shall reign. You'll hear His voice behind your ear. Walk in my ways, I'm always near. Your bread shall be sure, your waters blessed. In trusting Him, you'll find your rest. Seasons will change, the skies will clear, as healing rains wash away all fear. The sun will shine on a newfound way, as hope resurrects with each dawning day. So lift your eyes, let your heart rejoice. In every trial, hear His voice. For in these promises, pure and true, the Lord's compassion will carry you through. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's December 6, 2025. I'm up recording this morning at 5:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, a little later this morning. Had a long day yesterday. A lot of things I'm going through with my work with my PTSD counselor. And trying to find solutions and understanding to my children who have denied me in my older life from the way that I acted when I was younger. And Lord knows I don't act that way anymore. I've been clean and sober now for more than 20 years. I had a run of problems for a number of years. I battled different types of things, the evil one had me in his grips, but no longer. He is free of me, and I am free of him by denouncing him in my daily work as Universal Utterings often proclaims. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. Please pray for me. God bless you, my friends, as I pray for you. God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.